This summer, as the world watches the pitch, Raising Cane's is serving up the best matches all tournament long, like chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Goal!
No matter who you're rooting for this summer, kick it with Cane's for the games. One love.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Also, shout out to Anderson Ford at 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. David's at work this morning, so is Nate. I'm sure Mike Anderson's working hard this morning.
Yes.
At 8:15.
You know what? When you see those trucks, I think there's a status, Steve.
If
you have the 150, you're like, all right, got the Ford 150, you're a dude. Yep. Then all of a sudden, they got the 250, and that's when you've stepped up. That means you're hauling some stuff, and then you have the 350.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're one of the three, I mean, when you're at like a construction site and you got the 150, the 250, the 350, everything is different, and everyone knows who's who. When you pull up in one of those 250s, it's kind of like, the 150 is nice, but just look.
You're talking about status.
Status. It's a status thing. If you want to be like the ultimate, I mean, get a 350.
And get a dually.
Yeah, get a dually.
How about rolling up in a dually?
Yeah, that would be incredible too.
God dang.
When you have that, Jake, it's a status.
It is a status.
They're all good status. It's like, hey, listen, if you're in a 150, it's incredible. The 250, but in the 350, when you see someone in the 250 just without pulling anything, it's like, what do you haul? Because you don't have a 250, Jake, unless you're hauling something.
Right.
So think about it.
Anderson Ford.
I'm thinking about it right now.
We are joined now by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We'll get to all the Husker recruiting in a second, but the big story of the week, of course, has been Brendan Sorsby. As of right now, a temporary injunction would allow him to play this season in all but the first two games. Are you shocked we got to this point, Sean, where this is even still a conversation that he can potentially play this season?
Yeah, again, I mean, we live in a time now, and we've seen this in all levels, where if you find the right court system, the right city, the right judge, I mean, all bets are off on what can happen.
So to speak.
What's that?
So to speak, all bets are on.
Yeah. All bets. But, again, this seems like it's far from over. And, you know, there's the NCAA, there's the Big 12. I mean, there's so many layers to this that could turn. But, yeah, if you're the big, I just don't know where the Big 12 sits on this, because Texas Tech is worth so much money right now to the conference. They're the playoff team from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the playoff roster. They're the one television draw in that league. Maybe you could make a case for Utah to some extent, but that is the bell cow right now for the Big 12 conference. So they're a little compromised right now, because they obviously need a team to be relevant, and that's Texas Tech at this very moment. But at the same point, this is a very serious thing here. And you know, if you're an Iowa or an Iowa State athlete who lost their eligibility not that long ago over making $5 bets, and these were wrestlers that made bets on a football game, or, you know, not football players that played in the football game. So it's a sticky mess, and it just feels like this is far from over.
You mentioned the word compromise. And this is more of a statement than a question, but you can address it. Is college football just compromised completely over this whole thing? Because college football has hooked its wagon to these gambling entities, DraftKings, etc. They're making money off them, I'm in no way condoning what Sorsby did, but do you see the hypocrisy at least?
No doubt. I mean, you know, those gambling agencies are some of the biggest spenders right now in sports advertising, not just college all athletics, because obviously the demographic is what they're going for, sports fans.
Yeah, and go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
It's a tough predicament. I mean, would the NCAA come out, or conferences come out and say you can't have this kind of advertising anymore? I don't know if we're that, but yeah, it's we're in a weird time, and this just add this to the book at this point.
Right. Okay, Sean, I got a list of names here. Errol Demontagnik, Bryce Williams. These are the commits from last weekend. Eli Harris, Maiatoa Moe, Joey Hunter. Who's the most important, or who are the two most important of that list?
Well, Bryce Williams is a top 100 level corner, so I think you got to start there because corners are a premium. And, you know, Danny Odom a year ago they brought in, and, you know, they've got Bryce Williams. And then this upcoming weekend, they're going to be bringing in Jalen Hill, another four-star corner that they're favored on. So, and he's a top 300 guy. So I do think Bryce is big, but, you know, you and I have talked a lot over the years. The big men are always a premium. I mean, Mo is an edge at 6'3 and a half, 245.
Uh-huh.
And they need edge guys. And Damon Tomac is the interior. And, you know, that's been a real hole. I mean, in the last 2 years, they've not been very consistent in getting the defensive line bodies they need to build this program. You know, we got the Tyson Terry class. I think that's a good recruiting class of D-line in there. But
yeah,
they need more of that. I mean, they need more D-linemen. And so I do think the two big men were really important to get as well.
So are they at 16 for the class? Is that right, Sean, or is it 15?
It's at 15 now. Okay. But it could easily be 17 here really quick. I mean, we're waiting on Matthew Gregory, a four-star receiver who is heavily favoring Nebraska out of Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And then Nehemiah Mbadi, who's deciding today, is regarded probably as a Nebraska lean at this point. So if they got those two guys, they'd be at 17.
And what does this weekend bring?
Well, smaller right now. We have five visitors coming in. Kyler Kuhn out of Kansas City, St. Pius on the Missouri side.
Okay.
You know, he's been a four-star number three player in Missouri, Iowa versus Nebraska on that battle. Then Barrett Cottrell, mm-hmm, another Iowa versus Nebraska offensive line battle. And these are the battles within the war here, where Iowa obviously has had the upper hand on Nebraska, where they've identified and developed on the unaligns at a much higher level of not just Nebraska, really most teams in the country. Well, here we are. We got two of them in Lincoln. Both of them are somewhat local. One's from Ashland, one's from Kansas City. So I think that is as big of a storyline as anything with Kuhn and Cottrell. But then Jalen Hill will be here. He was supposed to be here last week, had flight trouble. Will be in Lincoln for his official, and the four-star corner out of California, St. John Bosco, which is a powerhouse program. You know, those are probably the biggest storylines. They've got a couple other names on the list. Kamari Whitfield, who's another corner. I don't know, you know, where that sits with him. And then Brennan Drummond as well, a safety. And he's out of North Carolina. So we'll see kind of where it all shakes out. But the two O-linemen and Jalen Hill, to me, are probably some of the bigger priority guys.
Barrett Cottrell, Sean, Ashland Greenwood. Is this an interior O-lineman?
Yeah, interior guy. You know, he comes from a great family. His dad, Barry, played at Nebraska as a walk-on many, many years ago.
Okay.
He had a brother that was a walk-on at Nebraska. He had another two brothers that played for Frank Solich at Ohio. Both went on to have pretty good careers at Ohio. So he'd be the fourth Cottrell that went on to play college football. So very good family. Barry, I've known him since he was at one time the head coach of Ashland Greenwood many years ago and got out of coaching. But great family, and he'd be a great addition if they could get him. And arguably, of the four Cottrell brothers, the most highly recruited by far. I mean, he's the only one that's received the, kind of this type of attention, but he's big. I mean, he's got a great frame, multi-sport athlete, plays basketball, throws the shot, does a lot of things that you want to see.
It goes without saying, Jake, you can go here in a second. You do not want to lose that kid to Iowa. No, you do not.
No, Kuhn's in that. Kuhn's been a priority as well as a four-star.
Okay.
They've had him on campus many times. But, yeah, these are tight, tight battles between Nebraska and Iowa for both these guys. And over history, Iowa has won this battle the last.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
3 years.
Joined by Sean Callan. Sean, we know that Ahmad Hudson was in town this past weekend. Of course, the LSU commit, five-star from Louisiana. Any move? Any reason for optimism for Nebraska fans that there could be a change of commitment there? What was the takeaway from his visit this past weekend?
Yeah, I think it went really well, and he spent time with Fred Hoiberg as well. So I think that was important. Now, I don't know when something, if it would happen, when it would happen. I could see this playing out for several weeks. I don't know if there's like a huge urgency to push at this point, but the relationship is still there. And, you know, he upset LSU. There's no doubt coming to Nebraska. I mean, that's not what you want to see if you're committed to LSU, your guy visiting Lincoln. So that's notable. But I think the basketball piece to it is a really important part of it for Ahmad Hudson. And the basketball staff is recruiting him. So it'd be a bonus. So yeah, if they were to pull this off, it would completely change the entire class.
What's that basketball picture look like? Would this be Ahmad Hudson joining the basketball team like mid-season, right?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't really be until like mid-January. And, right. You know, the thing now to think about is spring football starts during basketball season. You remember the bowl game basically ends on January 1 now or whenever it is. And then they started spring ball. It was mid-February this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was. I think it was. Okay, now there's also another five-star kid from Louisiana in town this weekend. Albert Simeon, the offensive lineman. What is your read on that one?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously would love to have him. And getting him here was big. A&M and LSU are both factors in that recruitment with him. Simeon's been to Lincoln now multiple times. So they've gotten him on campus the adequate amount of times. The relationship is there. I think it's, you know, the number. Like, obviously, you know the number is going to be high to get a guy like this. So we'll see where it goes. But either way, if they couldn't get Simeon and they can get Kuhn and Cottrell, I mean, this is a good O-line class regardless, with or without Simeon. They've done a very good job with Jeep Wade, completely changing, in my opinion, the whole feel of the line with the transfer portal group he's brought in, the recruits that he's already got commits from. Jeep Wade has done a really good job, I think, of just kind of getting this thing where it's at, where they're in a position to get Simeon. And you know, I don't know if a lot of people could have saw that coming.
Sean, you are a season ticket holder for Nebraska basketball. And we saw yesterday that, of course, they add a neutral site game against Butler in Chicago. But as a ticket holder you are, Sean, the home games for non-conference are Lemoyne, Lindenwood, South Dakota, Mount St. Mary's, New Haven, and Fairleigh Dickinson. This is a team that went to the Sweet 16 last year. Not exactly the most exciting home slate. Are you upset about this, Sean?
Well, it's out of their control. Nobody wants to come and play them in Pinnacle Bank Arena. That's the problem they're running into. Mm-hmm. And they've tried. I mean, they've tried to get anyone to come play them there, even if they go out there and play them the next year. But I think they needed somebody to play them in Lincoln this year. and nobody wants it. It's like they're good, but not blue blood good enough to like draw like a good team here. And it's unfortunate, but it's always been a battle for Nebraska. You know, I used to love when the Big Ten had that ACC Big Ten Challenge, even the it was called the Gavitt Games, where they play a Big East team, and you would get games. I mean, if you remember. You'd play like Clemson or Boston College or Seton Hall, or you know, you'd get somebody here. And I'd imagine now with Nebraska's season, if that ACC Big Ten Challenge was still around, they would have gotten a good game this year. And usually, Robert and I joked the ACC Challenge was almost kind of like the old Orange Bowl opponent for Nebraska. They'd play Florida State or Clemson. It wasn't really meant to be much of a basketball draw. And now they would have been. But yeah, it's tough. No one wants to play. Because Pinnacle Bank Arena is extremely tough for an opposing team to come win at. And, you know, a lot of places don't draw well in December. If Nebraska played a good game in December, they'd draw 15,000, and it'd be a bear to come in there and play.
You will commit to being at the Lemoyne game with your family, though, right?
The Dolphins. Lemoyne Dolphins.
My early appearances at basketball depend on two things. The night of the week, obviously, just in the football travel. So, if we have Big Red Wrap-Up or a speaking event for football season, like it's hard to make those games. But I usually give those to friends and family when we can't make them. Then the conference games, I mean, those are on. I mean, no one's going to miss those games. But, yeah, it is unfortunate. There isn't one notable non-conference game, and you've got to spend some money, obviously, if you want to go see one, whether it's Chicago or Sioux Falls or the Mohegan Sun Casino or somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
There it's a nice go. Casino.
Is it
yeah,
nice?
Very nice, yeah.
Are they updated?
Sean.
It's updated. The rooms are updated.
Always enjoy the time. We'll chat with you next week, Sean. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Husker God bless Line, you. Sean Callahan.
Updated casino. I mean, yeah.
Can't beat that.
Sometimes they need to be updated. Yeah. I kind of like the old school ones. They have a certain charm, but sometimes it almost tilts a little towards too old school. Like there's...
Walk us through that.
I don't.
Usually a lot of marble. Casino rooms are a lot of marble. Vegas.
Walk us through that. Walk me
through that.
Yeah. Like if someone orders I saw it the other day. Like someone got a to-go box out of the bar at the casino. I'm not going to say which one. And they just left the to-go box sitting on one of the machines. And it just sat there for a long time. That's the type of thing you wouldn't see at South Point in Vegas. That'd be quickly cleaned up. Instead, it just sat there and sat there and sat there. And I kept looking like, well, somebody's got to pick that up at some point, right?
So you were tracking a to-go order out of the bar.
Sounds like to me. Were you hungry at this point?
I wasn't hungry. I just noticed it was sitting there.
You thought about taking that, didn't you?
Or like some of the machines are broke down for a period of time. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, some of the stuff you see, if you're paying attention.
Just saw this in the text line. This is completely off topic. It's fine. Justin Seward says this.
What?
Tell Bill I checked out the RC Pit Stop in Rising City. I had their chicken salad sandwich. It was excellent. Also, very clean restroom at the RC Pit Stop in Rising City.
Was the door fixed? That's my first question.
You have to know.
There's a big sign on the door. Caution, door does not lock.
Justin, chime in.
It was there for over 8 months, and all I could think about was just fix the door. Just get a new knob. That was it. Or how about this one? How easy is it? You and me, Sipple, I'm going to say, give me a drill and maybe a screwdriver, and in 10 minutes I'd have a latch. An old school
latch.
Is the
door fixed, Justin, please?
Yes, the door was fixed.
Thank
Boom.
You. Thank there you, Justin. Go.
What is it about that? Is it because chicken salad?
I don't know. The whole place is good.
The whole place isn't. Oh, it's.
Is it chicken salad or tuna salad?
Chicken salad.
Chicken salad.
Tuna salad.
Don't get tuna salad. No one eats tuna salad.
Stink up the whole place.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Chicken salad.
No,
also,
tuna
salad. There's a nice motel right next door. So if you want a vacation in Rising City, there's a nice motel right there.
I know that motel.
And you know have you stayed there, Jake?
No, I have not.
You know the motel, though.
I know the motel.
The Notel Motel.
No, it's not that.
No, it's not that at all.
The chicken salad is that good, huh?
Apparently so. Apparently
that
so.
Sounds good in the summer.
Yeah, and you whip, and they're super nice. They're really, really nice. It's my stop. That was the one place I drove there. I went that direction immediately after the show about 3 months ago.
Did you?
And I get out to get gas, and a guy gets out to get gas. He's like, "Bedamned." I just listened to you on the show like 10, 15 minutes ago. I go, yeah. He goes, what?
15 minutes ago?
He goes, quick drive.
He goes, what are you?
Maybe he's podcasting.
Yeah, but he's, oh, yeah. He's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, I'm heading up north. But yeah.
Where are you going?
Up to Creighton.
I'm always trying to figure out how you, what. So I always think of you going northeast, but you're not going north.
No, you go past Columbus.
Pender is northeast. Yeah. Yes. That's a different thing. And you'll be on that. I'll talk to Greg about the route that I prefer.
He sent a text, by the way. You're not going to like it. There it is. Get ready.
Oh, Greg's.
We have more support for the RC pit stop. T. Rowdy says the RC pit stop is tops. Lunch specials are tough to beat for the price.
Everything's the great there. Friendly.
Per your comments about how we're getting to Pender, if Bill thinks he's plotting our route, he's got another thing coming. Retaliatory radio. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with you two.
He's attacking me. Greg, thank you for the three useless adapters that you got for me that none of them fit. But that's okay.
You laid them out.
You laid them out, three of them, and so I had to spend $21 instead.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I got the photo, and there's no response to it either. He didn't respond.
He did not respond.
When we come back, a late game show. Call us 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple is next on Early Break in the Ticket.